Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Well, looky there. We are back.
We're back.
We didn't go anywhere.
We're back and we sound completely normal.
Yep.
There's nothing strange about the Welsh's voice. It's how he always sounds. What's your problem?
Not sick at all. My voice always loses itself during 3 hours of this radio show right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, like it did last week.
That's right.
Exactly last week.
I got to tell you, man, people have got to be sick and tired of listening to me on NBA takeaways. They're like, we get it, Bogman. We've heard your opinion on everything in the NBA.
Yeah, so. NBA takeaways was like, I think because you did it, but it just made me laugh. NBA takeaways on like Wednesday was like, Welsh, get better. Yeah, we love Bogman's doing a great job, but get better quick.
Yeah, they're also like, what a great week of shows. Kind of like, that's what we didn't want.
Yeah.
A whole week of Bogman. That's what we want, said no one.
This is, this is probably the most sick I've been in at least 5 years, maybe 10, maybe more. Not that I was.
I think this is number one seed after gallbladder.
Yeah. I mean, if you take like medical things away, like, I had a gallbladder thing. That was probably the biggest thing that I've gone through in my life. But from a just flu cold standpoint, I don't recall the last time I was this sick. Maybe it's more apparent because I spend half of my goddamn time recording podcasts and radio shows. That's what I do. So sometimes we're on autopilot. But if you think about the things, like particularly I've been thinking about what I do. I do a daily news report for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, a daily NBA podcast. We do Wednesdays and Sundays and this show full of podcast recordings. I mean, I have 2 or 3 days a week that I don't record something. So when you're out a week, it's like every day, you know,
you're missing something.
I'm missing two shows here. Bogman towards the end of the week was like, how you feeling? And I'm like, no go. And I could just your defeat in your voice. You're like, oh, all right, well, I got to go. So, like, I got to go because I got to deal with all this stuff. And by the way, so our last, the ITL Fantasy Basketball podcast, that was the last show that I couldn't do. And right. That aired, I think, today on Friday.
Friday.
That's usually a show that you and I do together. The other one you do with Dan Bespris and Jonas Nader.
Mm-hmm.
I was told you got a little Welsh impression, and apparently you dropped some type of a impression of the Welsh on the basketball show because
it sounds like a monster.
So let's hear it. Is that your impression?
This is the Welsh when he called me yesterday. What's up, man?
Like, no, not gonna work. And
do I sound better?
I was like, shut up. You know you don't sound better. So you know I'm doing all the stuff and you're doing nothing. So just go to bed.
Okay, because I thought
I wasn't mad. I was just like, Jesus Christ, how long can this thing last? I mean, you still don't sound. I mean, you sound like 65%. Like, you know, if you were a phone, I wouldn't be comfortable taking you in to watch a game. Like, you would definitely die during that game. So
that's really funny. Like, that's so funny because you're killing me here because this is a complete thing. The phone thing is my life because I have a Samsung Note and it's the biggest piece of garbage while also being such a great phone. Like, it takes amazing pictures. It's got a huge screen. I love it. It's broken easily. The screen is already kind of cracked, but the thing that's the worst about it, and I have the Note 5, the battery lasts.
Like a piece of crap that you love. That's what
it's this great thing, but the damn phone 3 hours. Because I go to and, you know, do a lot of baseball stuff. If I go to, like, when it was an Arizona Fall League game, if I leave my house at 100%, when I'm coming home, I'm fighting at 6% to charge it in my car. It's the biggest piece of crap. But that's funny because what you made me think of is there's like a barometer. When I get under 80%, I start to feel uncomfortable. Under 50, it's panic mode. So you're right. You're right. Like, we're not in panic mode, but you're not comfortable leaving the house with me right now, is what you're saying.
The worst is when you forget to charge something. Like, I forgot to charge my Kindle the other night, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed. I'll fire up some Hulu on my Kindle while I'm falling asleep, and it's at like 18%. And I'm like, God damn it. Yeah. I'm going to get to watch like 8 minutes of a show, and then it's going to go, you know, it's going to turn right off. And that's exactly what happened.
I hate that bit. That bit actually is the worst for me.
Because the charger's right next to it. Like, all I have to do is charge it in. I just forgot in the morning because I woke up and I was like, all right, got to go to work. You know, did my whole routine, forgot to put the charger in, and then I didn't realize until I get to bed. So
yeah, my two worst are that, going, like, waking up in the morning, because I've got at least an hour drive to work, and if my phone's at like 30%, I'm like, oh man, this is not going to get a full podcast in. This is garbage. Or, I don't know about you, here's my bit. I love to do the, I take a shower, but in my shower, I stand around for 15 minutes with my mouth out doing nothing, just standing there like an idiot and not doing the shower things. And my favorite pastime, where everyone else likes to go on a toilet with a phone, I want to stand in the shower, only getting my back hot while reading my phone for 15 minutes. That's what I want to do every shower. And if I'm at 10%, I can't do it.
I fire up a podcast on my phone and then put it in the shower with me. So,
oh really?
Yep. So I just turn the volume up really high. And
so who are you listening to while you are butt naked in the shower?
Whatever I'm catching up on, my Steelers podcast, Stick to Football, you know, just any of this, the normal stuff that I listen to.
You should tell them. I feel like that's something a listener of ours would tell us.
I mean, it would be weird if I listened to Asa Kira's podcast in the shower. Like,
I had somebody tell me, and I told him this was one of the top, like, probably
too much.
No, I mean, it is actually too much, but it's one of the top three weirdest places I've ever heard. Now, like, we had a listener tell us that, you know, hey, listening to you on our barge. And then he posted a video of, like, you know, some ship from like Dueling Fish or whatever on Discovery Channel, whatever fighting fish show where they're all, what are they called? What are the fish shows called?
Yeah. Battlefish.
Yeah, whatever. So that was cool. This person messages me and goes, you know, oh man, I was just listening to your latest Prospect One, my Prospect podcast, and it really helped me out. Or no, he goes,
my hooker did not like it.
No, he goes, so I just went in. he's like, my doctor said I had the surgery going on, and my doctor said I could listen to a podcast while it was in because I had to be awake, and he let me do it. And I was like, oh, you had a surgery? He's like, yeah, well, I was having a vasectomy.
Oh,
I was like, oh my God, you're listening to me talk about prospects while you were having a vasectomy.
How weird. I wonder if did you talk about Fernando Tatis's bat flip during that podcast? I mean,
I don't want to get him too excited or anything.
The doctor's like, I'm doing the same thing right here. So.
Yeah. Bat flip the surgery thing. So that was like on par with maybe the weirdest thing. I feel like
a vasectomy.
Someone was listening to a podcast.
I thought it was going to be like, yeah, I was taking a dump and listening to you, and I thought, hey, this sparked in my brain. That would have been better.
Clip. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you tell these people, be like, I love listening to you while I'm naked.
Yeah. I'm bare ass. I'm making sure that my ass is all washed up when I'm listening to your take on, you know, prospects, Matt Miller. So,
well, there you go. By the way, when I heard the impression you had, I thought you were doing like a full impression, like a real impression of me. So I was like, oh, what's your Welsh impression? Not a sick Welsh impression.
No. It was definitely a, I was explaining why I was rolling solo on that pod. So, you know, I was like, I would love to have the Welsh on, but he sounds like this.
He sounds like a monster.
Nick Swartzen. You sound like a Nick Swartzen impression.
Hey, look, no one's saying that you can't eat a banana, Terry, but after an hour and 15 minutes, you have to take a bite, okay?
What we should have done, this would have been the best bit, is just do the like Stephen Hawking. Like, Welsh is here, and then just have like, hello, I am currently sick.
Talking.
Basketball, let's talk about Kevin Durant.
Trevor Bauer is being abusive on Twitter.
Isn't Trevor Bauer a dick? Did you guys hear about the Age reporter? What an a-hole. What an a-hole. So much stuff to talk about. We actually will talk about, I think we got to talk about her here in a minute. Because there's a lot to get to. We've got the second round of the playoffs. I was about to say fantasy playoffs, but the actual playoffs. Let's be honest here. How much do you care?
I mean, I keep watching the games, sure. But I'm very mad. So
what else are you going to watch?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So now I don't know. Like, I could do anything else. Like, I could go see what movies are out, you know. I could catch up on binge watching something else, but I keep watching the game.
Dude, I have binge watched so much.
Well, that's lately. What you're supposed to do when you're sick, you know.
Not enough, but like during my time of sickness.
Well, what's been the thing?
Oh, Peaky Blinders. I went through the entire four seasons. I watched all four seasons of Peaky Blinders. Absolutely
you
obsessed.
Sound like their characters.
Yeah, Peaky Blanking Blinders. But that's one of the best shows on all of TV, by the way. Like, it's top five. I absolutely love it. But
you really like that one. You told me to start watching. I'm actually watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine right now because they just caught up like season six, and I haven't seen season five, so I've been watching.
This will make you happy. Just started this the other day. Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, yes.
I just started it.
How far into it are you?
I'm only three episodes, so I don't know. Does it get better? Because it looks like
you got to get through the first season. Like, once you start to understand everybody, then like it'll all come together and you'll get the whole thing. It's kind of annoying. It's like Cops. It's really like Reno 911 from the criminal side.
No. I get that vibe, but it also like. It's got the vibe of a show that like you and I filmed and then sold it to a network and aired it. And then I'm waiting to see, they obviously get picked up with a budget at some point. And
yes.
Filming looks better. Yeah. Yeah. It looks like the first Clerks.
Also, like I don't even know when the first season was. It might've been like 1999, dude. I don't know.
There's a lot of talk about like VCRs and stuff like that in the show.
Yeah, they're stealing VCRs and stereos and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like that's what it reminds me of, but it reminds me of like how Clerks was filmed. Like that's the, if Clerks was in color, that's what it would be. But early impression, you know what I was almost thinking about doing, dude?
2005. That's when.
looks like 1995. I contemplated as I was going to start it to do a companion podcast after every episode of Trailer Park
Boys.
But
then you realize you can't speak. So
yeah, then I couldn't speak. But maybe I'll do a review of each season and I'll do that.
Oh, that'd be great.
Would that be great?
We should do that on The Secret Show. It should be like. Two subjects that we would do normally, plus a season one review of Trailer Park Boys.
Well, I mean, because it's great, because there's some things I really like. I like, was it Reggie? Is that one of them? And Reggie. Julian, and what's the other one?
Julian and Reggie. Now I have the name Reggie stuck in my head.
What's his name?
Ricky.
Oh, yeah, so off, Reggie. But I like that Julian walks around with a glass of, it looks like Coca-Cola and Jack Daniels at all times. And I like, Ricky reminds me of a lot of people that I've known in my life.
Yes. Yeah, I like especially that one guy. Right.
Yeah, exactly. I also like the cop with Leahy or his assistant who doesn't wear a shirt. he's a plus. Randy. Yeah. So I'm a fan. So be on the lookout for my season one review of Trailer Park Boys that I just started here.
It started 2005. The Welsh is like, I'm watching it though. So be on the lookout.
Yeah, so. It's coming back next. So we're gonna break down Sopranos next. That's what we'll do. hold on. Yeah. I want to.
Can I get your season one review of MASH after that?
No. It's well documented.
We can't like MASH because, like, when we were kids, MASH signified that the cartoons were over.
Yo, dude, I despise it. It is a trigger. It's my PTSD. I hate that show.
It's probably a good show too if we sat and watched it.
I don't think
so.
You
probably understand it more as an adult and all that stuff, but it meant that DuckTales was over, so screw that show.
Yeah, no, that show made me legitimately mad, and maybe that's what it is. Maybe I was more programmed to that, but that theme would come on and I would go, oh damn it. But going back to Trailer Park Boys, I do want to talk about everything surrounded with Kyler Murray between baseball to football, the draft, where he sits, and who I think legitimately is a Trailer Park Boys character, Jen Rainwater. Have you followed who Jen Rainwater is?
No.
Well, Jen did you follow about the writer who lost their mind about Kyler Murray and got fired?
No.
Okay. That's what we're going to do. Jane Rainwater, a character from Trailer Park Boys, my friends. I'll just set the stage. What was a writer? She had a social media before she deleted all of it. At @baseball_Jen was a writer for SB Nation covering the A's. And here was her tweet, and we'll get into all the other things as well, and the main subject, because I don't want to give her too much credit, but just watching Trailer Park Boys, this feels like a character. She added @TheKylerMurray, you aren't going to be great in the NFL, and to think many of us were rooting for you. You're just a stupid, selfish baby and brat. I never say this. And whenever someone says, I never say this, they always say it.
They always say it.
I never say this, but I won't care a bit when you suck or critically injured in your NFL rookie season. In fact, I will likely tweet. And it was not well received. She was not well received, Boggs. Well, we got to go to break. None of it was well received. And so much so, this stuff around her made Yahoo's headlines, top headlines about the news she's done. Also because Kyler Murray is in the news. So we're going to talk Kyler Murray. We're going to talk AB. We're going to talk the playoffs. We're going to get into some baseball, probably some basketball. It's all going down. I'm back, baby. I'm back. I'm Bender. I'm kind of back, so deal with it. We'll be back here in just a minute.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League
has to be at least 3 times bigger than this.
Really? Welcome back. It is In This League. I don't think we said that in the last one, but whatever. You guys are good. You know what's going on. It's In This League. 65% of Welsh, 100% of Bogman. We are here for you. Go to InThisLeague.com. Check out all the stuff we got going down. Patreon.com/ITL Army. Our Patreon has been popping this month because baseball, it is a brewing, and we got your backs with lots of good coverage. We got secret shows. We got a secret show coming up this Tuesday. Ooh, Bogman, your birthday coming up on Tuesday.
Yep, it is. That is, my birthday is on Tuesday. And don't give me anything. Clearly I live a charmed life, like the Welsh said last episode. Yeah,
forget people sending you PS4s and
used PS4s sent to me. So I must be it's me and all the cam models. So yeah, everyone knows that. So don't send me anything. Sign up for the ITL Army on Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army. Do that for my birthday.
That's I like it. Yeah. I mean,
and say this is for Bogman's birthday. Do that.
How do you think it's going to feel being 44?
Well, I'll never figure that out because I won't make it to 44, but 36 will be good.
36 so. Is the new 23, right?
36 is in the bonus, by the way. Like,
oh, are you a bonus?
I expected 35 and now going into 36, which I mean, I got 4 days, so, or 3 days. So I got to, I still got to make it there. But after that, I'm in the bonus. So
I feel like you're doing that thing that every like 18-year-old does, like a hoop, you know, like I wasn't 18 when Twitter was around.
Well, it's not because I live hard. It's because I live lazy.
Yeah, but like whether you live, you know, in like a really difficult, you know, urban area or you're just some idiot kid that lives in the suburbs, every kid at 17 is like, you know, living my best life. Hopefully I live past 21. Don't know if I will. And then every kid you talk to at 23 is like,
what did I just say, man? Like, I'm not doing it because I'm hard.
No, I know. I'm just saying it sounds like it. Then, you know, they make it to 23 and they're like, well, this is the bonus. And then they get 28 and they're an adult. And then they're just like, I hope I don't make it to 44. That's what they say. Yeah. I hope I don't make it.
I mean, maybe I'm being a dick, but I can tell you that I am not being nearly as big a dick as Jen Rainwater or whatever.
Yeah. So I do want to get to the main subject of Kyler Murray because it's all fascinating. But as I've been sick and laid up, missed a bunch of work, laid around, there wasn't enough Peaky Blinders to keep me busy. There wasn't enough Mario Kart for me to play, so I had to do other things. I got to watch this thing just completely unload about this girl who wrote for SB Nation. Specifically, it was it Athletics Nation? Athletics Nation.
Whatever.
And she had this tweet we should probably tell the Kyler Murray stuff. Kyler Murray now looks like he is going to be an NFL prospect. That's the big thing that appeared over the last couple days was that he's getting first round grades from, I don't know if he's got an official first round grade from those committees, but I'm assuming he has. There's GMs that are saying he's going to go first round. And
I mean, did you hear the whole story about how Cliff Kingsbury said in October, if he had the number one pick in the draft, he would take him number one.
Well,
now he does.
I mean, that's a whole thing we do need to talk about as well. So, but from the A's perspective, what everybody came to a realization, and, you know, I'm friends with some people. Melissa Lockhart covers the A's for The Athletic. She's really great. And, you know, these A's people have come out and kind of acknowledged, like, you know what? It does look like we're not going to get him. So this unhinged human being, Baseball Jen, puts that tweet out that we talked about and essentially hopes on a public tweet. Someone who's a writer for this company says, I hope you get critically injured and I'll love it, you know, and she puts a middle finger on it. It's way over the top. Was big.
You aren't going to be great in the NFL. And to think many of us were rooting for you. You're stupid, selfish baby and brat. And I never say this, but I won't care a bit when you suck or are critically injured in your rookie NFL season. Middle finger. In fact, I will likely tweet.
So then what ended up happening after this was another, you know, prominent baseball writer, Jessica Kleinschmidt, unveiled some DMs from this woman who was just brutal. I don't care what the stuff was, but she just a diatribe of stuff, just almost nonsensical, talking about like, I'm this, I'm that, you know, I got a mortgage. That's how respected I am. Blah, 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 blah.
You're respected because you have a mortgage?
I guess. Well, now she's trying to prove.
People have mortgages?
Now she's trying to prove like she's somebody as a writer.
I pay my bills.
Now she's trying to be like, I got a mortgage, you know, I'm taken seriously. And then other people come out and they start unveiling all this horrible garbage that this person said to them. This vile person just saying all these this awful crap. I mean, I'm just looking. It's wild. And the worst one, dude, was this person who he saved the stuff. Essentially, he like corrected her on an article. She went in his DMs and said, like, can't imagine his family would like oh God, I wish I had it in front of me. It was something along the lines of being like, you know, like literally saying like, you know, your family dead because they wouldn't want to be around you. And the guy's like, well, my mother died of leukemia. And she was just like, you know, good. Like,
oh,
horrible,
God.
Horrible, vile stuff. So Athletic Nation cans her ass, and it blew up. I mean, Barstool Sports wrote a whole thing about it. It was on the front page of
Deadspin has a whole thing here now.
Front page of Yahoo was on it. And by the way, this chick, after all the stuff started going down, she took to her Facebook. She wrote a huge post that somebody saved. No accountability, blaming everybody else. It's fake. Can't believe you guys would believe all this stuff. What are you talking about? This is an insane person. And I don't usually root for anybody to lose their career on a lot of factors.
Yeah, I mean, this is good. Yeah, this is fine. When you say dumb stuff like that, you're probably going to get fired. Like saying something along the lines of, you know, I hope you get critically injured your first year is no good. I mean, you're not making a threat or anything, but who wants you representing their company when you're out there saying stuff like that? Like that's what you got to think. You know, I don't even think anyone called for her job either. I don't think there were people out there like, you got to fire this woman, blah, blah, blah. I mean, obviously I'm new to this story, so I haven't dove in depth on it yet, but you know, don't be surprised when you say crappy things like this and then you get canned.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Like, if she didn't lose her job because of that tweet, that one tweet about the critically injured, I actually, like, it doesn't affect me. Like, it's a really dumb thing to say. Like, you're really stupid and it shows how unhinged you are. But I wouldn't call for someone's job. I don't blame. Yeah. And they did the right thing, SB Nation, of releasing her because of how unhinged she is. But seeing all the stuff that unveiled after to just see what a deplorable person she is, then it's like, oh, no, this is good. This person is done from this industry. This person needs help because there's no accountability. And at the center of it, you've got this kid who's just trying to do the best for him. Kyler Murray, Heisman winner, first pick in the MLB draft, going to be a first pick. This guy at the center, I'm just waiting to see somebody comment to Kyler Murray, and he'll probably have some incredibly insightful, like, I don't know anything about it, but wish everybody the best type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's the best response if you're Kyler Murray, is just to rise above all that crap. I mean, you know, clearly she said this stuff because she's an A's fan, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like the Barstool article I'm looking on here. Oh, yeah. It's got all this stuff.
How Kyler Murray is not a crybaby at all. You are a crybaby. You don't get a first round prospect on your team and you're going to go and tell him you hope he gets hurt on Twitter. Who is the crybaby?
Well, and
you
dude,
hypocritical a-hole. Jesus.
It's really weird, too, because she has this thing where apparently she wore like socks, like weird A socks. She calls herself the Oakland A socks girl. And in her posts on Facebook, she goes on about how she was, you know, she was bullied about her socks and bullied. And this isn't about me. This is about the other people. Like, it's an insane person. And I'm just looking through like the bio here. It's like, I mean, Barack Obama is my hero.
Holy crap. Okay. So here's this. It says, I'm looking at this. You're a horrible person at Gen Baseball. How are you going to wish someone's dog is dead? And that is only one of the multiple problematic things in this text. This is who at SB Nation, at Athletics Nation, has repping them. And then this Gomez guy said, here's my screenshot. This was years ago.
Is this the one about okay.
Yes. This is at Raw God and Bale. That's the guy's name. On Twitter. It just says Gomez has his name. This was years ago. She said in an article that Cespedes was a center fielder. I informed her he played left field. She went off and told me I probably lived in my mom's basement. I informed her my mom died, and then she slid into my DMs. And all I see is sorry he's dead too. And then she said probably killed themselves. I would if I had to be around you.
Yeah.
He said no leukemia. I had a friend kill himself, but that was more drug related. And she says, I'm not sorry. And after your bash fest at my expense, I really don't give an S.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's an insane person.
Get yourself You're self-medicated, lady.
I mean, you know, hopefully we never hear from her again. Hopefully never. She deleted all her social media accounts.
Well, I'm going to go bully her about socks because that's something worth bullying about. I mean, yeah, I was bullied about my socks. Oh, man, how bad it must be for you. All those people who were only bullied about their skin color for so long have nothing on you because of your socks.
I usually, you know, when I get bullied about my socks, I also wish death upon people's family as well.
Oh, wow. I didn't even get to the bottom of this thing. Let's see. You are still a effing bully who hides behind his computer and is a loser. Go F yourself, or better yet, kill yourself.
That is a she's a piece of work, and she's a piece of work that is no longer around. So that is that A is getting a lot of attention. And you know what's so fascinating about this, by the way? I hate that we're talking so much about this, but what I just realized, this has gotten more attention. This has taken over the Kyler Murray stuff for at least 24 hours to 48 hours. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I didn't notice it myself, but I, you know,
well, it picked up steam on Friday, dude.
Stuff, the Welsh, because of your voice. So
I know, but I'm saying but Friday is when it started. This has been going on for days, but Friday is like Deadspin, Yahoo. I think Thursday, jeez, Barstool picked it up.
Right.
In 72 hours, people are picking this up. I mean, it's going to completely die down, but what a scumbag in that entire process. The real story, though, is Kyler Murray. So Kyler Murray taken, I believe, 10th overall by the Oakland A's. Nice little $4 million-something bonus. Through this entire process, I'm a baseball player. Even up to the national championship game. What'd he say? Like, I had curveballs and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Now, everything is turned where sources to Pro Football Talk, other sources through GMs have said that he will go in the first round, that Kyler Murray is a first round pick. It was a little bit of just kind of a standard procedure that he was going to declare for the NFL draft. No one thought too much about it. But now, like I said, you have a lot of the insider A's acknowledging that football is a serious thing. Pro Football Talk, every outlet has now kind of accepted this thought. If he declares for the NFL draft, which is Sunday, it still doesn't mean he can't backtrack, but he's going to have to work out for teams. And that is going to be probably the full on, I'm not coming to spring training, because he's not going to be able to coincide those two together.
Yeah. I mean, you can't be a quarterback in the NFL and also play baseball.
No,
it's just, you can't do both of those. So, you know, I think that he thought, and what most people thought, was his height was going to hold him back so much in the NFL and also in the draft, that he would be closer to like a fifth or sixth round pick, something like that, if someone decided they wanted to pick him. And at that point, to be honest with you, I don't know if he would have even been drafted, because why are you going to waste a pick on a guy when he's going to be, you know, at best a second or third quarterback on your team? Then just don't. No one should draft him, because he's not going to come. He's just going to go to spring training and be a baseball player. But now that he's getting these high grades and teams aren't so worried about his height because they've seen his success at the college football level. I mean, he was really good against Alabama in the playoff game. It wasn't really his fault that they lost. So he's going to be picked in the NFL draft. And the old adage goes, you know, it only takes one team to like any player that much for you to be a first round pick. So one team says that, yeah, that's our guy, we're going to take him in the first round, and it, you know, he's now a first round pick. Same stuff happened with Manziel.
Yeah,
you know,
dude, that's one so team funny. To like him. I was just about to say, with Manziel had a lot of these same, stuff the same, but like, you know, kind of height and slight ability, and where would he go? And ultimately he went into the first round. I want to talk about him as an NFL prospect here in just a second. But one other thing I want to bring out, which I thought was really interesting, is this is all up in the air. And the declaration of the NFL draft has to come Sunday. But there's another little thing that's kind of been thrown out there, that it was hinted. Gil Brandt hinted at it, not saying it, while everybody else was like, oh, this is what you're saying. But the third string was transferring out of Oklahoma. And then this thought process started crossing around some people's minds, that what if he stayed at Oklahoma. That's a third scenario that nobody talked about. Do you think there are any there's any legs to that?
I can't imagine that there is, because if we're being told that he's probably a first round pick at this point in the NFL, then there's no reason for him to stay at Oklahoma. And if he doesn't want to play in the NFL, there's still no more reason for him to stay at Oklahoma, because he's got this baseball contract waiting for him. What I understand is if he doesn't show up to spring training, all of that is gone. Like, he got his signing bonus, which was $1 million or something. I don't think it was.
Well, they give partial payments. So right. Like, he got $4 million as a signing bonus, but we don't know what the financial number that they gave him up front was. Okay.
So he got his signing bonus, but he'll get nothing else if he doesn't show up to spring training this year. Yeah. So, that would make sense if he had like a fourth round grade, third round grade, and he really wanted to play in the NFL. That's the only scenario, but I don't think it's happening.
All right. So that was been thrown around. And like you said, you know, they still have Hurts, and then they also had one of the top recruits at quarterback. So, The other guy.
Well, they don't have Hurts. Hurts was Alabama, but Austin Kendall. Kendall's in the transfer portal, though, but they do have the number one quarterback prospect from this class.
Oh, so. Okay. So with that looming, even if you take that out, all the signs have pointed towards Kyler Murray not playing basketball and being a football prospect. So when we come back, let's talk about him as a football prospect. So more Kyler Murray. We've got NFL week two of the playoffs, some AB talk. It's all coming up. More in this league. We'll be back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking...
In This League.
Break it down.
Welcome back to In This League on FNTSY Radio. The Welsh, if you like to wager on sports or never have and would like to try, head on over to BetDSI. They have wagering options for almost any sport you can think of, including side, totals, and player props, where you can utilize your daily fantasy skills without salary cap constraints. You can even wager on sport, esports, politics, and reality TV, the Welsh.
Wow.
I keep seeing all those commercials for The Bachelor or The Bachelorette or whichever one's coming up.
What's that one? The Bachelorette?
The Bachelorette.
The Bachelorette. Right. I love the Bachelorette.
The Bachelorette, yes. Or get an edge with live betting at BetDSI, where you can wager virtually anytime during a contest, capitalizing on in-game circumstances. There are so many ways you can make money. Use promo code FNTSY101 when signing up and get a 100% bonus deposit match. So head on over and open your account at BetDSI. That's promo code FNTSY101 to get your 100% bonus deposit match.
Bachelorette. If they've got bachelorette.
I sound like Spiro Ditas trying to say bachelorette.
Bachelorette. I was looking here, by the way.
Long field goal.
We were talking about Kyler Murray, and this was the tweet. Eric Bailey says, breaking: Oklahoma backup quarterback Austin Kendall is entering the transfer portal, exploring options to leave Sooners. Gil Brandt quote tweets going, Then Pro Football Talk, this is about midday on Friday, quote tweets Brandt, says, Gil thinks Kyler Murray will pick door number 3, return to OU. This development is consistent with that potential outcome. So just saying that it's out there that Gil Brandt thinks that he's going to return to OU, and that right. was part of that process. You say, well, not going to happen. It seems like the least intelligent of decisions, but
right.
I say that in the kindest way I can say, because
Jeez, dude can do whatever. Rainwater.
I know. Whoops.
We'll be, judgmental much? Jesus.
Do whatever you want, though, dude.
And now you're going to say he's not going to be on The Bachelorette. So.
I mean, he'd probably... I bet there'd be a lot of bachelorettes that would like Kyler Murray. But
well, it didn't make sense for him to play at OU this year. You have a $4 million signing bonus and a potential for your Oakland A's career. So why would you play at OU this year? Like, I get it. He won the Heisman. It worked out for him. But you put yourself through all kinds of we keep seeing all these guys skip the bowl games because they don't want to get hurt, because we've seen catastrophic injuries in bowl games. Bryce Love, who's a running back prospect out of Stanford, tore his knee up in the last game he played, which wasn't the bowl game.
So he's not ACL, right?
Yep. Not going to get to do the combine or any of that stuff. He's just going to have to go into the draft kind of blind because he was banged up his whole last season in college as well. So it doesn't make any sense, but it didn't make any sense for him to do it this year. So while you and I would sit here and say, me specifically, I don't know why he would do that. That's a dumb move. Well, he already kind of showed us that he would do that anyway last year going back into college football. So maybe he wants to try to win the Heisman 2 years in a row. Maybe he thinks Oklahoma's really close to winning that national title. They just got to get over the hump this year. And maybe that's what he really wants. So,
and I'd say do what you want to. Like, I don't personally care whatsoever. Yeah. But I'm saying if this is a guy that, you know, he get drafted by the A's, 10th overall, big money, and he says, hey, I want to go back because I love football. This is maybe my last chance, but also it's a statement of like betting on myself type of thing. If you're betting on yourself, dude, you did everything. Like Kyler Murray, you accomplished everything that I think 95% of people thought you could not do. You went back, you dominated at the college level, you won the Heisman, you got yourself to at one point, you know, like you said, fifth round, fourth round prospect. You have a first round grade as an NFL quarterback. You have so much hype that I've also been seeing, and I'm curious at your take on this, that we are now getting a flood of Haskins. Is Dwayne Haskins, right?
Yes.
Oh, we get Dwayne Haskins comparative to Kyler Murray now. That's what I'm seeing, is people are literally not even saying, hey, Kyler Murray will be a first round pick. They're saying Kyler Murray is the best quarterback in this draft now. So what else is there to prove?
Another bonus is next year Tua is going to be available in the draft. Next year Justin Herbert is going to be in the draft. So this is the year for a quarterback that is, you know, I wouldn't say subpar, but next year you're going to have two really good quarterbacks. It's going to be hard for a 5'8 quarterback to convince you to take him over a guy like Tua or Justin Herbert, who, if they were in the draft this year, would be, you know, number one and number two picks probably.
By the way, he's listed as 5'11.
Well, he's 5'8. So they can. My favorite thing that I've read so far about this was, if he shows up at 5'11, the Cardinals are going to have to trade out of that spot because someone's going to take him number one. And the first comment was, if he shows up at 5'11, people are going to wonder how he grew 3 inches in 2 months. So the dude is short. He's 5'8. Maybe he's 5'9. I know the A's list him at 5'10. But if you know better than anybody, the Welsh, those minor league reports are, you know, not always up to snuff as far as height and weight. Remember, what
that's
was
a
that?
Big discrepancy, though.
Well, there it is. But there was a big thing that remember when we used to input, like nerds, we used to input the minor league guys into those video games. We're like, why is everybody 5'10", 200 pounds? You know, every single prospect 5'10", 200 pounds? It's just what they put on those guys. He's short, but you don't have to be a giant to play quarterback in the NFL. You just don't. I mean, we've seen guys that are short succeed. Doug Flutie was pretty good. He's never, you know, Super Bowl winner. He took his team to the playoffs, though. Drew Brees is shorter than the average quarterback. And he's had
listed
a
successful
career. He's 5'10", you know, and the same thing with Russell Wilson. He's shorter than your average quarterback, too. I think the when he gets to the combine and they measure him, he's going to be under 5'10". So he's going to be 5'9 at best. And there are teams that will simply take him off the board at quarterback because he's 5'10". You know, they just won't. They will not draft that guy. But I think in the NFL, when you see quarterbacks moving around a little bit more.
Yeah, Russell Wilson is listed at 5'11", I see.
Right. So, you know, he can be successful. And, you know, like we just mentioned in the last segment there, it takes one team to say, you know, that's the guy we want to invest in for you to have a shot.
One thing I would love is if he was at the combine, because the thing I hate is actually part of the conversation we're having right now. Like, whenever you talk, because the guy's short, like, hey, guess what? Get over it. The guy's short. But anybody who is the pro Kyler Murray defend camp wants to defend and just be like, well, he's not that short. Look at him compared to this guy. You know, here's this picture of him standing next to this guy.
Just get measured.
That's all I want. Let's end all this bull crap. Who cares about all the stuff? Let's see if the guy's listed at 5'11 and he's, you know, 5'10. I think that says a lot. If he's 5'8 and he's listed at 5'11, that tells you a lot. I agree that the size stuff is very overrated. It is difficult for a quarterback because, you know, 5'8 quarterback standing behind 6', you know, six
offensive
linemen.
Nothing problem
with
a 5'8 man. That's
well,
what
I know
I
you're going to defend. But let me throw this out to you, this theory of mine. If it were to go towards Gil Brandt and he were to return to Oklahoma, do you agree with me that that would be a better sign for his baseball career?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I think, because I
don't think your stock can get higher in the NFL than it is right now.
It's only going to go lower based on the quarterbacks that you mentioned. And I guess the chances
of you making the tournament again, you know, the college football playoffs, you know, while they are better than most teams because Oklahoma is very good, have to go down. They're losing some pieces this year. So Rodney Anderson's gone. Hollywood Brown declared for the draft, you know, so they probably go down. Maybe the defense plays a little better because it was atrocious this year. And you come out, if Tua decides to come out and Herbert is a senior, like, you are going to be compared against those guys who, you know, I'm not sitting here telling you that Will Greer or Dwayne Haskins aren't going to be great NFL quarterbacks, but right now they're graded lower than those other guys. So you're going to be put up against harder competition in the draft, and you have to match all that stuff. Are you going to win the Heisman 2 years in a row? No. How much higher can your stock go in the NFL right now? I think you either declare for the NFL and go into the draft, or you start your A's career right now. That's I don't see OU as an option, but we said it before, you know, I didn't see it as an option for him this year, and he did it.
Can I ask you, is this true? I see this guy, who are you, guy? Your name is Jared. You're NFL draft insider. And, I'm more of a guy than you. You're important. He has a tweet out that it's a comparison of Kyler Murray versus Baker Mayfield. And, passing wise, they're just almost identical. And what it is, by the way, it's last year's at Oklahoma.
Okay.
And, you know, both through Kyler Murray threw for 4,300 yards. Is that true?
Yeah.
4,600 yards for Baker Mayfield. Touchdown. Okay, then this is what's wild. Did Kyler Murray really rush for 1,000 yards this year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he won the Heisman.
That's insane.
He's really good. I know he had like a 60-yard touchdown against Texas, so I can double-check his stats.
This shows 1,001 rushing yards with 12 rushing touchdowns, 4,300 passing with 42 touchdowns, only 7 picks. I mean, it's 700 more rushing yards than Baker Mayfield. Those are insane numbers.
He rushed for 1,001 yards in all 14 games, 12 touchdowns. So
that's what I just said. That's insane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, look, he's a great athlete. So, I mean,
is he the best college football player of all time?
No. Of all time?
Yeah. Statistically?
No, I wouldn't say so. You got to win a national championship to be the best player of all time. So statistically, no.
Okay, let me rephrase what I just said.
Lamar Jackson is way, way better. Okay. Lamar Jackson ran for 1,600 yards.
Oh, let me rephrase. Was this the best single season? This is what I meant to say. Is this the best single season in college football history?
No.
1,000 yards rushing and 4,300 yards
Lamar
passing?
Lamar Jackson, college stats.
I don't care that he ran for 1,600 right yards. How much did he throw for?
He threw for like 30 touchdowns also. Hold on. I'll pull it up for you.
Okay, well, Kyler Murray threw for 4,000 yards, 42 touchdowns, also rushed for 1,000. He had 52 total touchdowns and over 5,300 total yards, 1,000 coming on the ground.
3,660 yards, 27 touchdowns through the air for Lamar Jackson.
42 for Kyler Murray.
1,608 rushing yards and 18 rushing touchdowns. That was his junior year. His sophomore year, he threw for 30 touchdowns and ran for 21 and ran for 1,500 yards.
All right.
Lamar Jackson has seasons one and season two as far as, like, you know, fantasy stats go for anyone. Kyler Murray's up there now. Barry Sanders had a great last season in college as well.
Did you have pass attempts? What was his season pass attempts?
Hold on. I'm looking up Barry Sanders now real quick. Barry Sanders had, he scored 37 rushing touchdowns with 2,600 at Oklahoma State.
Yeah, that's the greatest college performance of all time. Barry Sanders, you know, I always forget. I mean, the recency of all of it.
37 rushing touchdowns.
That just makes me laugh.
He threw for 400. Stupid. He had 430 attempts, Lamar Jackson. His completion percentage wasn't as good. What was Kyler's completion percentage?
69%.
59%.
Only 377 pass attempts to get 4,300 yards. A 199.2 QB rating.
Yeah, 146.6 for Lamar. So, but he threw 27 touchdowns, so only 10 picks. Murray had
only
barely
7 picks for right? Murray.
Yeah.
Only 7.
Yeah, I mean, Tua, we talk about his accuracy, but he had 2 in the championship game, and that's probably why they wound up losing. I mean, Trevor Lawrence was awesome in that game as well. But Kyler Murray is an incredible athlete, and you can't be surprised by his rushing stats because he's a center fielder. I mean, isn't that one of his best traits as far as a minor league prospect goes?
Super athletic. Oh, I mean, he's got like tremendous power potential that go like. The question that would have always kind of plagued him until he started getting out on the field and why he would have needed the maturation is seeing more pitches, like pitch recognition. But the guy is a physical freak. Like, right. He would have been able to steal 25 bases, hit 25 homers. It all would have been about how well is he going to see the ball and what type of contact is he going to make. So, yeah, I mean, he's a well-rounded freak of an athlete. Let me ask you, though, we only got a couple minutes. Haskins or Murray in this class?
I think you have to go with Haskins. Haskins had an incredible year as well. There's no question about his future at all. And he fits more of that NFL type profile. And he can run a little bit too. Obviously, he's not the athlete that Kyler Murray is. But Haskins himself had a fantastic year. I think I would lean him over Kyler Murray. But
is
I would
Kyler
put
too?
He's probably two. It would be hard for me to pick between him and Will Greer. But I mean, Haskins had 50 passing touchdowns this season. He had 50 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. He only ran for 108 yards, but he had 4 rushing touchdowns as well. So
why
his
would
completion
Will Greer
percentage
potentially
was 7.
Be over Murray? Because Murray's a little tiny guy.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, Will Greer is when you dream up of statuesque NFL prospects. You know, Will Greer's 6'5", laser rocket arm, all that stuff.
Sounds like Blaine Gabbert.
He could turn into Blaine Gabbert. Actually, he might be shorter here. He's listed at 6'2". I thought he was a little taller than that, but he's a big dude with a cannon arm.
That's
so.
Why I all I want is a combine. I'm going to watch it just to, because I feel like you're all over the board with your heights, because I don't think your 5'9", 5'8" thing is right. I'm all over you now.
He will not. Be 5'11" ever. So just look at him. Look at him.
I think he's in a list of 5'10". I think he's a list of 5'10".
Well, let's see how tall Marquise Brown is, and then get a picture of those two standing next to each other. Let's do all the outrageous stuff that you just said you hate so much. So let's do all the no. We got to get a picture. We got to look at these two guys.
Yeah.
He's gonna be listed at 5'9" at best, dude. He's short.
Well, that's our bet.
Who
you
cares?
Have 5'9". I have 5'10".
I'm not.
Well,
no.
Because no, I care.
How
because
do we turn this into a bet that I didn't agree on? Well, you're like, well, that's our bet right now.
I care,
so
because as a prospect,
no, if he's 5'10",
as
that's
a
what
prospect,
you
just told me the reason he's behind Will Greer is because he's short.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Not skill set. Is he better than Will Greer?
Yeah, he is. Nah. You're asking me who I think is better or who I think is going to go first.
I was asking who do you think is, well, yeah, maybe I was asking you both. So it sounds like you think Greer goes first.
I think Greer goes first.
And you think Kyler Murray is a better,
I still think Kyler Murray is a first round pick, because I think one of two things will happen. Either someone will trade up and take him, or he'll be taken so high and it'll shock everybody. That's one of those two where, you know, the Giants will take him over Haskins and he'll be the first quarterback off the board. And that's going to be the way they're going to go. And that's that. Or it'll be a Johnny Manziel situation where somebody really loves him, but they have to trade up back into the first round to get him because, you know, maybe it's whoever. Maybe it is the Cardinals. Wow. And they have the number one overall pick, and you can't pass up on those defenders because they're short thing.
We'll see how that goes. All right, we got to get out of here for this hour. We're back for two more AB NFL talk playoffs. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back.